Welcome back to the Just Act podcast. I'm Dr. Ashley Fiorelli, your host and guide on this journey towards psychological flexibility and personal transformation. If you're new to the podcast, Just Act is all about acceptance and commitment therapy, or ACT, and how you can help clarify and transform different aspects of your daily life. As a behavior analyst, trauma-informed practitioner, yoga teacher, and lifelong learner, I'm excited to share the insights and techniques that have helped me and countless others find greater meaning, purpose, and happiness. Whether you're a seeker of information, a seeker of self-reflection, or a seeker of creating positive change for yourself, this podcast is for you. You can always join me for workshops, online courses, and personalized coaching to deepen your practice and accelerate your growth. Visit my website to learn more and sign up today. As always, I want to emphasize that the information shared here is not a substitute for mental health services and support. Instead, each episode is my hope to provide a different perspective in looking at daily challenges, struggles, and growth opportunities. By cultivating psychological flexibility, we can learn to make decisions based on the present moment, our values, and the willingness to hold space for uncomfortable feelings along the way. So whether you're just getting started or continuing on your ACT journey, thank you for joining me on this path towards greater well-being and fulfillment. Let's just ACT. One of our most popular episodes is episode 2, Learning About Inflexibility. So today's episode, we're going to explore noticing inflexible patterns, hopefully bringing awareness to what inflexibility looks like for you, so you can shift into living a more fulfilled life. Hopefully you remember the 6 processes and what their inflexible counterparts might look like, but if not, that's okay. Over the next 6 episodes, we'll review them in more detail. Today's episode will be focusing on aimlessness, which is the opposite of what we've talked about before, clarity in values. Understanding aimlessness. Aimlessness, that sense of drifting without purpose, is something many of us experience at some point in our lives. It can manifest as a feeling of being stuck, lacking motivation, or simply not knowing where we're headed. Aimlessness in behavior refers to actions or patterns of behavior that lack clear direction, purpose, or intention. It often involves that sense of drifting, that sense of feeling lost, and not knowing what to do. Research by Russ Harris in 2018 reminds us that aimlessness is a common human experience. So if you're feeling aimless, you're not alone. It's okay to acknowledge this emotion, this sense, and it doesn't mean that you're failing in any way, shape, or form. In fact, it can actually be the starting point of profound personal growth. Here are some examples of aimlessness in behavior. 1, procrastination, putting off tasks or responsibilities without a clear reason or timeline. You might find yourself scrolling through social media or watching TV instead of addressing important tasks. 2, wandering, walking or moving around without a specific destination or goal in mind. It's like going for the walk without knowing where you're headed. 3, impulsive shopping. I know I do this one. Making unplanned purchases on a whim, often without considering whether the items are needed or fit within your budget. 4, mindless eating. Eating without paying attention to hunger cues, cravings, the nutritional value or energy that the food gives to you. Just eating because food is available or out of habit. 5, random internet browsing. Opening multiple tabs or apps on your computer or smartphone without a clear purpose. You might find yourself clicking from one link to the other without a specific goal. 6, lack of exercise routine. So this could be going to the gym or engaging in physical activity sporadically with no structured plan or fitness goal. 7, disorganized work habits. Maybe starting multiple tasks simultaneously, switching between them frequently, struggling to complete any of them efficiently and effectively. 8, indecisiveness. Having a difficult time making decisions or choices, even for simple matters like what to eat for dinner or what movie to watch. which for me, picking a movie to watch can be a very tricky decision. Number 9, excessive daydreaming. Spending a significant time lost in thought, often about unrelated or unrealistic scenarios, without taking action on those thoughts. And number 10, task hopping. Starting one task and quickly switching to another, resulting in many half-finished projects. So what does the ACT approach give us to combat aimlessness? Well, acceptance and commitment therapy, or ACT, offers a compassionate approach to deal with aimlessness. It encourages us to be present, accept our feelings without judgment, and take committed actions aligned with our values. Dr. Stephen Hayes, one of the founders of ACT, highlights how this therapy or this intervention tools, techniques can lead to what we call psychological flexibility. ACT teaches us that the discomfort of aimlessness is natural and it's an opportunity for growth instead of struggling against it. We can use these feelings of aimlessness as a compass to navigate life more intentionally. Our first step in dealing with aimlessness is to embrace it with self-compassion. Think of it as a cloud passing through the sky of your life. It's there, but it doesn't define you. By accepting aimlessness without judgment, we can create space for understanding and growth. Self-compassion here might mean connecting to that sense of normalcy, that at some point or another, each and every one of us experience aimlessness. Self-compassion might be an act of noticing when aimlessness shows up and not feeling like you have to do anything with that in the moment, just letting it be there with you. This can provide distance from the experience to let what matters to you shine through. Self-compassion might mean to connect with an overall sense of kindness to yourself. What would kindness sound like to yourself? What would kind words to yourself sound like? What would being kind to yourself in actions look like? Additional steps for working through aimlessness would be diving into values-based work. You can reference our earlier episodes for a refresher or an intro on values-based tools, and links to past episodes will be in today's show notes. Remember, it's not about having a grand plan, but about moving in a direction that feels meaningful. So embrace uncertainty as a part of the journey. So this is just a little bit of how to notice aimlessness where it shows up for you, how to utilize ACT to navigate with mindfulness and self-compassion. And remember, it's okay to feel lost at times. By accepting these feelings and reconnecting with your values, you can find your way towards a more purposeful and fulfilling life. Thank you for joining us on the Just ACT podcast. And as always, thank you for being you. If you found today's discussion helpful, please consider subscribing, sharing, or leaving a review. And as you go about your day, may you find clarity and purpose in every step you take today. That's it for today's episode of the Just ACT podcast. I hope you found the discussion helpful and informative. Remember, you can always find the links to any resources or references mentioned in the episode in the show notes. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback about today's episode, or any suggestions for future topics you'd like me to cover, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can contact me directly via email at info@bestillbeconnected.com or follow me on Instagram at ashnfio. As always, I want to leave you with a catchy ACT phrase to help you stay motivated and focused on your journey towards greater psychological flexibility. So today's phrase is, act now, not later. Remember, the only way to create lasting change in your life is to take action in the present moment in alignment with your values and your goals. Thank you again for listening to the Just ACT podcast, and I look forward to connecting with you in our next episode.